Hello.
Yes, sir. It's Secretary Russell.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't want to disturb you. Are you free where you can talk?
Yes, sir.
I hope you got some good weather there.
Oh, it's beautiful sunshine here today.
I'm going to meet with the press down here in the next 20 minutes, and I wanted to find out how you got along with Fulbright.
Well, did you see my... what I said at the press conference?
Well, I got a very fragmentary report from a local paper. I understood that you didn't agree with him on Cuba and Panama.
Yes, let me summarize briefly what I said. I said that I thought it was a thoughtful and a thought-provoking statement that there were some points for which I was in full agreement, that this world situation is in motion, and we even watch it closely and think about it and try to understand what is happening. I mentioned particularly the... point that I just recently made a speech to the electrical workers about why we treat different communist countries differently, because there are things happening in the communist world. And I pointed out that his own committee and the executive branch and the private group are taking a look at the east-west trade, although we, as Senator Fulbright pointed out, we don't expect any significant development on it for economic reasons. I did say that as far as Cuba is concerned, I thought that Cuba was more than a nuisance. It was a threat in the hemisphere. I've mentioned the Venezuelan case. I also said that as far as China was concerned, that we're not thinking about a situation 15 years ago, but present and hard facts, the attack on India, the interference in Southeast Asia, and mischief that they're up to in Africa, things of that sort. So I tried to make it conciliatory without, at the same time, fuzzing the point that we do disagree with him on at least three points, Cuba, Panama, and China. On the Panama business, I didn't go very far with that. I said I thought that the two parties were getting close together, and I would hope that in the near future we can find our way back to the conference table. But that the problem there has always been a matter of pre-commitment. And that was about the way it was. Now the press picked it up in different ways. The New York Times played it that I commended him for his speech and then said, but except for Cuba, et cetera. One or two of the other papers have highlighted the fact that I disagreed with him on Cuba. I sent Fulbright, by the way, a full text of my press conference so he could see the whole statement.
Mm. So you thought it went well?
I wasn't concerned about it. I think we had to make it clear that we don't agree with him on certain points.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, there were some constructive things in it. I didn't want to let it appear that we were eye to eye on everything he said, although we deeply resented his even mentioning such things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. You got any other suggestions?
I was going to be at the office at 5 because of that rumor that George Reedy had. I don't know whether you want to maybe wait a few minutes past 5 to see whether there's anything popped out of Moscow that might sort of reflect. Have you got a specific date with him in 20 minutes?
No, it's they're due here at 4:00.
Well, your time.
Right? Yeah.
Well, that's about 5.
That's 5. I can wait though a few minutes and talk to you again beforehand. What's Reedy's rumor on Moscow?
The man over there had suggested to the press that they stand by at 5:00 our time for an important announcement on China. But we haven't got that from other sources. We got that from a British correspondent who's down there. I don't know that we'll know much about that within another 45 minutes anyhow, but there's no need to hold up unduly on that. I thought if the date had not been made, if you wanted to make it, say, an hour later, it might be a little safer, but...
We'll try to hold it back as long as we can and talk to you. What do you say about these boys that were released? There's no question what they were not on any spying mission, were they?
No question whatever. Now,
what do you think? Is defective equipment?
All of the command pilots we've called together to check this on just haven't got an explanation. It's just possible that they got themselves onto a frequency the same as our own station, but way over at East Germany, and made a mistake as to the station they were on. But we just don't know, Mr. President, until we get a full examination of these fellows, and that has only begun now. We haven't had any. We only had the first report on the investigation. I wouldn't commit you, except to stay with the story that there's no question at all that they were on a training mission. They so informed the Soviet Union, Soviet authorities, and our own full investigation has indicated that there's nothing but a training mission involved, and they got off the story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if, in fact, an investigation shows that there was any monkey business in, I think we just have to say so and indicate we take some extra disciplinary action.
Mm. And we've laid down a law to them, though, to stay in their own territory, haven't we?
We've taken the most drastic action. I don't know that you want to say this, but
no.
Soviet technical people will be aware of it. There has been very drastic action taken. Every plane now that comes within about 40 miles of that demarcation line is going to be under our own radar control the whole time. And that's the way the Soviets do it, and that's the way that they keep their fellows from crossing that line. So we've shifted to that ourselves. Certainly amazed that that system in absolute strip over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can back up the point strongly that you have given measures, orders to take strict measures to ensure this doesn't happen, and I'm sure that the Soviets will soon know from a technical point of view what your orders amounted to.
What do you guess his statement is on China?
I think it probably could be the announcement of a conference or a bilateral agreement looking toward a world communist conference, or it could be in the other direction, something more hostile to Beijing. But I'm inclined to think that it's more likely to be in the direction of some kind of discussion with a reconciliation between them of some sort. I wouldn't speculate on it if anybody asked you about that. We can ask you about it. We have to be sort of braced for either way.
Have you got any women ambassadors in mind?
We've got one that who is a foreign service officer we were hoping to put to you in a few days. We're working on that further. And we've got...
What's her name?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm out here for you.
Call, give it to me when you come back. I don't guess we can say anything about it. Sure wish we could, though. Look at it and see what country you got her in mind for, and I might even give a hint that we'll have another one or something like that. I need something, and I haven't got anything from the department. You call me back around 5:30 or 5:15 or something. Bye.